This is the Lord's table. And so it is Christ that invites you to come and to participate in the celebration of us as one community throughout all the world and throughout all time in Jesus Christ. All that is required is that you are a person that is seeking to be growing in faith, to be letting go of the sins of the past, and to be reconciled in good relationship with your neighbors and one another. This is how the confession reads, or the invitation reads. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbor. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Amen. On the night in which Christ gave himself up for us, he first took the bread. He gave thanks, Eucharist, to his Father in heaven, and then he broke the bread. He gave it to each of his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which has been broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, again, Christ took the cup. He gave thanks to his Father in heaven. And then he gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice and union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of the faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. out your spirit upon us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them to be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast together with all the nations and all the people at your heavenly banquet, Lord. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Father Almighty, now and forever. Amen. At this time, I would invite the ushers to come forward, and Greg, if you would come forward as well. This is the body and the blood of Christ. This is the body and the blood of Christ. This is the body and the blood of Christ. May you find redemption and unity in your Lord and in your connections with your neighbors. Arise and go in peace. The ushers will let each row know that they can come forward, and you are free to participate or not as you feel led today. sing this together today.